The following program is brought to you by Podcast One Sportsnet. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
Hey, everyone. The holidays are on us like a Khalil Mack quarterback blitz. So why not take the time this holiday season to catch up on your favorite Corolla Network shows? Listen to some killer celebrity interviews on the Adam Carolla Show. Get yourself straightened ahead on the Adam and Drew Show with Dr. Drew Pinsky. And so much more. There's car shows. There's home improvement shows. There's food and drink shows. It's like an IKEA in Las Vegas. So catch up to all things Corolla on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Time to play with pain, where sports and inaccuracy collide. Now, here's your host, veteran sportscaster, and the voice of the International Speed Fishing Championships, Jet Waterhouse.
Yeah, brother! Hello again, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. My guest, one of the best production execs in all of show business, produced movies like The Waterboy, Paul Blart, Anger Management, on and on and on, Todd Garner. First, though, let me thank the folks that sponsor this podcast for real. True Car for all your car buying needs. BetOnline.ag, Podcast One's trusted partner in all things gaming, plus Pluto TV. Download Pluto to all your devices. You're going to love it. And as always, before we get to my guest, let's go to Chet Waterhouse out in the field. Chet?
Hey, I just started dabbling in astral projection, and it really works. I don't know where the hell I am. NFL, Miami beat the Pats on a play that looked like Paul Manafort trying to find loopholes. Rob Gronkowski falling while trying to tackle a guy, registered 4.3 on the Richter scale. Packers suddenly look sharper than an Afghan hound with a Brazilian blowout. Kansas City, like a waitress with a bad memory, they just keep coming at you. Patrick Mahomes throws like the MVP, but sounds like a dirt biker from Pacoima. The Giants, like Rod Stewart's career, back from the dead. And the Redskins are so bad, they're trying to get a plea deal from Robert Mueller. That NFL wrap-up brought to you by Fantasy Football. Celebrate 15 years of distracting American workers while China flies by us at the speed of light. Collage Football. What the hell is that? Oh, wait, that's college football. Oklahoma QB Kyler Murray wins the Heisman in part because his name is way easier to say than that Polynesian kid from Bama. I mean it. I know I'm breathing a sigh of relief. Murray is so shifty, he makes Bruno Mars look like he's standing still. Three quarterbacks in the finals, no running backs, because clearly running is a pansy position. It's like it's beneath punting. Army beat Navy for the third year in a row. Next up, the Coast Guard. And still, no proof that the coin President Trump threw in the air for the coin toss actually landed on the ground. That college wrap-up brought to you by Commendables. We mend your clothes in your home while you watch. South America's pastime, baseball. White Sox, Harold Baines, and Cubs Lee Smith voted into the Hall of Fame. Chicagoans under the age of 40 said, who? And got drunk at a Ruby Tuesdays. College hoops. Tennessee beat number one Gonzaga, so none of us has to remember where Gonzaga is located for at least a couple of weeks. Kentucky stumbles like a code writer after his first mojito. And finally, this week in sports history, the year 1982, the place, Las Vegas, Nevada, Michael Dokes took only 63 seconds to knock out Mike Weaver for the World Heavyweight Championship. It was over so fast, Weaver still made the buffet before it closed. This Waterhouse update brought to you by Hello Skitty, the all-kitten improv troupe. Hang on, I'm headed back to the studio. And now, finally, it's talk time. My guest today, top line movie producer, former Disney exec who hosts his own podcast right here on Podcast One called The Producer's Guide, Todd Garner. Todd, we're going to get to all that movie crap, but how you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, when I hear you do that, I cannot believe that you have not been called up to the bigs. I do watch speed ice fishing, though.
Yeah,
which
you watch
fascinating.
You make speed fishing.
You make it so much better.
I do make it entertaining, but you got to stay tuned. Coming up February, it's the 17th annual. Norway favored again, but Japanese coming up on the outside. I'm telling you, the Japanese, they got it locked up. They got a new reel and new skates. You've seen it. They skate around the hole as fast as they can. Japan actually had the highest lap time last year, 52.3 seconds. But Norway, 4 walleye, total 27 pounds. They cruised again. USA's got a way to go before they get into that. I also occasionally slip up and swear. And that's what's kept me quite honestly out of the bigs.
I do the same thing in my podcast, and it is
you get away with it there.
Well, it's beeped. It is a bit of a problem.
Let's get right to the good stuff first. L.A. boy, who do you root for? Who do you like?
Rams.
Rams.
Yep. And college, I don't really have a dog in the race or the hunt or whatever. Dog in the hunt, because I went to Occidental College, so it's like I don't really give a shit about college football.
No, that's the Greek gods, I believe, is the nickname of the Occidental College.
We are the
team.
Tigers, actually.
The Tigers.
Yes, I think it's like below Division 4.
Yeah, Occidental College.
We play high schools.
You're in a division with unaccredited schools.
Right. I think we do honestly play Caltech.
Wow. They're going to have a much deeper playbook than you guys.
It's true.
The Caltech.
It's all playbook.
All schematics. It's all a mess. So the Rams. Now, did you root for the Rams as like a kid?
I did.
And then root for them when they moved?
No, I did not.
Back to
St. Louis. It's a little bit difficult because I grew up in Los Angeles, and then we lost all our teams. I suffered through the Raiders. Because my parents would take us to games and you would almost be murdered.
Yes.
And then with the dog pound and all that. And then they left. And then I married a woman from Philadelphia. Ooh. So that's been fun. So now I was an Eagles fan for years. So I actually took her.
I'm going to let everybody read the level of sarcasm they want.
I know. It was bad. And because I didn't care, which is even worse. Here's
that's
the problem.
That's worse to a Philly.
The worst is.
That is worse.
Here's the worst. I took her to the Super Bowl in Jacksonville against the Patriots. And I didn't care. And so I wore a cursed jersey. And I almost got in a fight with four Patriots fans, because once the Patriots start winning, then all
the
drunk Boston guys come out. And I turned, and we had pretty good seats, and they were like four probably hedge fund guys that all look like Peter Griffin. And I didn't – that's the thing. I didn't care, so I got sucked into this fight that I had literally could care less about. Of course, they lost. And so then – and my son is a Giants fan, New York Giants fan, which –
Wow, how'd that happen?
I have no idea. I don't even
Is that
know.
One of those, hell with you, Dad?
Hell with you. Hell with L.A. I'm going to New York. And then so finally the Rams came back, so now I have a team. Because it's been a long, weird road for me.
That weird road brought to you by Porn on the Cob, Iowa's number one adult store. Now, listen to me. What's your most memorable athletic moment? Because you're a big dude. It might have been that near fight.
I wish. I wish that was it.
Because you look like you might have played something.
I played soccer.
Soccer?
For 19 years.
You're actually a soccer. Can't you give short guys one thing?
Right. No.
Why do the big guys have to go to soccer too?
I was a goalkeeper.
I have the thighs, a chest of a small Romanian gymnast and the thighs of a 270-pound man. Leave soccer to guys like me. No, you had to go. 6'2", strapping young lad. You went and played soccer.
Goalkeeper. For 19
years.
So with the great thing about being a goalkeeper is you can never win the game. You can only not lose. So everybody's running at you. And
that's
so
true.
It was just a lot of me crashing into guys that had small bodies and big legs.
So you tried to intimidate them.
It worked out fine for me.
Giants. Yeah. And the Occidental Tigers in this ball game only because of Todd Gardner in the Mets. All right, I'll take it. I'll take it. Goaltending is that. Now, listen, you've produced everything. You're even involved in like Punch Drunk Love and Black Hawk Down and Punch Luck Drunk or even Paul Blart. That's kind of opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, I've had a very long, arduous career.
Landmine filled.
There's a lot of landmines. I in my executive career, obviously, when you're an executive, you're not making one kind of movie. You're making all different kinds of movies. So to be fair, I was an executive on both Punch Drunk Love and Black Hawk Down. And so, you know, those were, you know, one was done directed by Paul Thomas Anderson. The other was directed by Ridley Scott. So
those slightly were, different styles.
Those are good, yeah. And then on the other side, you got the Mall Cops, which is, you know, for the kids and the
like
laughing.
Vince Lombardi and Bill Belichick.
Exactly right. You got the laughing for the kids and then, you know, the punch drunk love for the intellectuals.
You said a fun thing, though, once, which is because you do a lot of mainstream comedies. You did a lot of Sandler stuff. You did a lot. And, you know, you've taken some heat for the mainstream
stuff.
Yeah,
sure.
But you said a good thing, which is, hey, you know, sometimes making people laugh, just giving them that laugh in their life is as important as just about anything. And I'm paraphrasing, which I tend to do even with my own quotes. But suddenly, and I think that's important.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I agree. Look, obviously, I agree. I said it. I think that especially
– you should probably agree with yourself. Although in this –
I disagree with that
maybe
statement.
Maybe not.
I disagree with that statement.
I disagree with all my notes on that script.
No, I really do. I gravitate to comics. I love comedy. I love being in a packed theater where everybody's laughing, whether it be at a stand-up show or in SNL or in one of my movies. It's just the greatest thing. It's so much fun to just be able to give somebody that little bit of escape and just some entertainment in their
what
life.
Was the biggest surprise laugh? Where were you in a theater when you went, holy smokes,
well,
man, we didn't expect that to be anywhere near that funny, and it's funnier than the stuff we thought was going to be super funny.
Yeah, it's interesting. You don't – I don't know that I ever go – I'm always so optimistic. I'm always like, this laugh. It's always the other way.
Gonna crush.
It's always the other way. This one's going to crush, and then it just eats it. You know, but there's certain ones you kind of hope that are gonna work. For instance, just going back to Mall Cop, the short slide in Mall Cop, we knew was going to be a trailer moment. I mean, Kevin just nailed that. And so – and so, yeah, there are certain ones where you see – the great thing about comedy also is you're there. So you're on set and you can hear and feel the laughs. But, there's certain things like that, you know, in Tag that just surprise us that people really responded to that we thought
– fun movie.
Like Hannibal Buress saying, you know, how many legs does an octopus have for how many wines he had? Just that murders. And on the day, we're like, wow, he's just drunk.
Oh, man, that memory brought to you by Transvestites. Time-tested sexual deviancy you can trust. Now, what sucks you into a project? Like for me, I know if it's a little bit different, and if it's they're paying three figures or more, I'm in.
Right.
That's... For you, what draws you?
You know, I just for me, it's if I think it's entertaining, if I think it's funny, if I think it's going to move me, it's really hard. You know, it's hard if you're trying to guess what the audience wants or guess what somebody else wants. If it doesn't speak to you personally, it's very hard to be effective as a producer. And so it's always stuff that just moves me. Like, you know, Punch Drunk Love was a movie that I bought as an executive, and it came to me with Sandler, and I've been such good friends with Sandler for so long. I just knew it was going to be different and be great. And then the Coen brothers brought us Oh Brother Where Art Thou, and they just literally pitched it to me as it's White Trash Homer's Odyssey, and I'm like, I'm in, like, say no more.
Well, and a guy who graduated Occidental College is gonna know what Homer's Odyssey is.
I knew all those words meant.
So you had it in. They went to 33 other executives and they went, what the hell's Homer's Odyssey?
I understand the white trash part. What's the Homer's Odyssey part? And
Homer's, then Black Hawk Down, the longest home run in the league.
Yeah, right,
that's an odyssey. And that's my Homer call now. Oh, brother, that Homer's an odyssey.
and Black Hawk Down was just, you know, was basically just the Alamo. It was these poor kids that didn't want to be there, trying to pull this warlord out and just getting stuck in a horrible situation. So those are like three movies where you just hear it and you viscerally I responded to.
Have you ever done anything that you went, oh, brother, I got a mortgage payment too. I got to yank this baby in.
No, everyone. I mean, I got a mortgage payment, so I do have to earn a living. So everyone is done with the tinge of, I hope it's successful. You know, you can't just – very few people just make careers going, this one's just for me.
Right.
Give me the money, and you're never going to get it back. But just give me the money and let me indulge my artistic freedom.
Doesn't happen. Now, listen, this might be a little bit delicate subject matter, but did you ever have a maniac period? Because you're a highly respected – look at all the projects you've worked in. But did you ever have a period where you're a little – a bit of a wild guy?
Yeah, for sure. You can't – it's weird. You can't help but – you get involved in this and you're young and you're with – you know, by the very nature of succeeding in this business, there's a lot of type A people, especially comics, as your friend may know. And so you do get sort of swept up in the kind of the partying and the going out. And because a lot of this business when you're young is social. You're trying to meet people and you're trying to, so you do find yourself out quite a bit. But I do have
Hey, maybe Twitter's cut down on some, because now you can socialize.
Right? Yeah, you
right
don't need
from
to go
your,
out.
Right from the dumper room.
Yeah. I did try to get home always before 12:30 at night, 12:30 a.m., because I feel like everything after 12:30 was just stories my friends would tell me at breakfast going, were you there when the person got thrown through the window? And I'm like, no, I missed that.
You know? Could actually say, yeah, sure.
No, I would just be, no, I missed that. I tried to pack it all in from 10 to 12:30.
Smart man. So you like, much like your movies, tight. That tip brought to you by Gentlemen Prefer Gentlemen, the all gentlemen's gentlemen's club. Now listen to me, I'm remiss. I got a great producer across the table from me here. What sport needs better producing? What sport do you look at on TV and go, oh, brother, that is a mess.
Cross country.
If I were at cross
country skiing. I mean, come on, right? Yeah. We got to tighten that bitch up, right? I mean, at least there's something. One. Right, hey. One of the sports you can cross country ski and shoot a gun.
That's biathlon.
Right, right.
That's
by the way, bad. Let's just get rid of cross country skiing. Just make it that.
Just have the target. Maybe they could have the other skiers. Maybe they should put it on a track so that you're skiing behind the people shooting, and there's a chance.
Well, I was going to say
wing somebody.
I was going to say. If you actually had a guy, if it's going to cross-country ski, someone should be chasing you.
Oh, I love that.
Right? Let's add a little danger to the sport.
Love that. We've
little
found
defense.
Scat Sasquatch. I love it. Now, what would the Todd Garner Super Bowl halftime look like? There's another production thing that they tend to drop the ball on more often than not.
I just think there needs to be more like more AC/DC, right? You need to see more,
mother.
Right?
You can't
come on,
go wrong.
No, a little
can't
thunder, a little maybe, Back in Black.
Maybe even between the third and fourth quarter.
just bring them out.
Just drop,
right?
For those about to rock, boom! Fourth quarter,
right? Cannons, just
hey,
more it's fireworks.
Biathlon with cannons. We'll
By
lock
the way,
up these two sports.
Let's get a little biathlon in the halftime show where you just have people running.
Sure.
And you
got to
ski up and shoot them.
I love it. Hey, they'll be a little out of breath. Maybe they'll be inaccurate. Listen, you got a first look deal with Paramount now, and I'm not up on all the movie stuff. Is that like you're the primary receiver for a QB, and then they can check down to a tight end? What's the first look deal?
So first look deal is that any material that I generate, either that is given to me as spec piece of material or ideas that I have to first go to that studio.
Ooh, so they get first dibs.
Yeah, first dibs.
First dibs.
Yeah.
That's what it is. All right. Ooh, brother, that tip brought to you by high fructose corn syrup. Don't worry, something worse will come along. All right, I got one of the most successful high-powered showbiz execs here. Time for Advice Corner. Actual takeaway from the great Todd Garner, although you've already gotten seven or eight great tips out of this one. I'm going to ask you some questions. You just pop with the honest answers. Telltale sign a movie production is in trouble.
You are 3 days over and you've only been shooting for 2 days.
Quick tip for young people who want to be on the business side of showbiz. Most people associate Hollywood with folks coming out to try to be in front of the camera. But what about somebody who wants to be behind a camera?
Go work at a bank or a hedge fund, because then you'll just have enough money to invest in the movie yourself. Skip everybody.
It's not even to learn the fundamentals.
No, just go work at a bank or hedge fund, make your billion and come invest.
Perfect. Best way to relax yourself in a big meeting. A lot of my listeners, holidays coming up, they're going to be in business meetings, even social meetings. And they might be nervous going into the meeting. How do you relax when you know you're going into a big, high-powered meeting?
You got to think they need you more than you need them. And
smart tip.
You're giving them what they need.
And we've also answered the question as to why I am not in the big leagues. Last question. What's the key to dealing with a lot of egos? And again, some of my listeners are going to be in business meetings. They're not the boss. They're the one who has to handle the boss. And you're dealing with actors and those cinematographers. Those guys are crazy. And directors and all kinds of people. What's the key for you to making that all gel?
I find if you communicate with people and you listen to them, that generally that soothes the ego. I think most people's ego come from insecurity and the fear that they're not going to be listened to, so they forced their hand on you. And I feel like if you just listen and you understand where they're coming from, that usually melts away.
best advice corner we've ever had. And under 2.5 minutes, brought to you by UDrive, the app that lets you rent your own car to take you wherever you want to go. Hey, speaking of cars, listen to me. TrueCar, you got to trust these people. They know what they're doing. You know your car comes with its share of stories. That ding in your bumper when you were nervously picking up your first date, or hey, how about when you got a promotion, you bought that finally bought the luxury package, or the mileage you saved by riding your bike all summer. You can't put a price tag on your stories, but now with TrueCar, you can at least find out what your car's worth when it's time to sell or trade it in. Just go to TrueCar. Simply enter your license plate number. I don't know it either. Just go to the back of your car and write it down. And then type it in. Watch how your car's details pop up. Boom. It's like Christmas. They just pop up right there. Then answer a few questions. Do you have navigation and moonroof? Watch as they bump up your value, high mileage. You already knew it was time it was going to cost you, but hey, now you know at least how much the dings and the low mileage and all that stuff, how much it's going to cost you, what's going to move the needle up and down. And now you can plan ahead. Once you're finished, you'll get a true cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or trade in. So when you are ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar today. True cash offer not available in all areas. All right, brother, now it's time for the Fiery Four.
The Fiery Four.
These are sports takes so hot they could wind up on Leonardo DiCaprio's yacht this weekend. With me, Todd Garner, of course. Fire number one. L.A. hosting the 2028 Olympics. What do you think? Worth it? How are they going to do? How would you – what would you be your producing tip?
I was here in 84 when we had the Olympics. I actually worked as a cameraman on a bunch of the events. And
for who?
For ABC.
Wow.
Yeah, and what's great
– so you worked your way up.
I did.
Paid your dues.
I definitely been
cameraman at the Olympics.
I pulled a lot of cable, and I edited a lot of spots for the Olympics.
Garner, you're on hammer throw.
Here's what the best thing about it is. Everybody leaves. There's no traffic. It's amazing. It's
the
best time in L.A. because we're like, this is going to suck. And they leave, and you're completely alone on the freeways.
So you would say somehow, some way, make sure they keep the freeways free.
That's
the most important thing producing the 2020 Olympics.
Right.
Are you listening to me? Fire number two. I ask this only of smart people, and your glasses and the accidental thing have me convinced. Will soccer ever overtake football in America?
No.
No,
and I
never
played soccer, and I can't stand watching it. It's the worst.
It's like improv.
It literally is the worst thing to watch.
It's more fun to do than it is.
Exactly right. It's like watching people do improv. It's like one big yes and exercise.
And fire number three. Will mainstream Hollywood ever make smaller movies again, or are we just going comic book the whole way now?
I definitely think it's going to swing back. I definitely think once this whole Windows things get sorted out and Amazon and Hulu and Netflix all get sorted out, look, it's historically proven itself, right? There was the big studio system in the 30s, and then the 40s started to get smaller again. Then the 60s, there were big musicals. In the 70s, people were making like Easy Rider and, you know, smaller movies. It's coming back around.
Now, did you study that? I mean,
I did.
You like before you got into like being an exec, you learned all that?
I did. And I read a lot about it. I mean, I love the history of Hollywood because it makes me feel better. Because anytime I think, oh my God, this is it. This is the end. It's coming to an end. I'm going to have to like go work at a bank or a hedge fund.
Right,
I read the history and I go, oh no, screw it. It's happened four times before.
Yeah, the pendulum swings back.
Absolutely.
Finally, fire number four. All right. Ready? Funniest sports movie ever.
Well, I have to say I have to say the Waterboy because Sandler's my boy.
You know,
but
I would
say Major League is right there. Also.
Major League, yeah. Waterboy really underrated.
Yeah.
I think in terms of people considering it a sports movie.
But I will say, just to keep Sandler in the family, Happy Gilmore. Happy Gilmore and Caddyshack, probably.
Happy Gilmore, Caddyshack. You know, I like that Buffalo 66. I do with that because, you know, it looks like it's just a little weird love story. But then it's all like a guy's trying to pay off a gambling debt because Scott Norwood missed a field goal. It's all about Buffalo losing. That Fiery Four brought to you by Pinocchio's, Nevada's only all-puppet brothel. Now I understand you got a pop quiz for me. Let's take a little moment while you get it together, and we're going to do a commercial for the good folks at betonline.ag. Hey, folks, betonline.ag is your one-stop shop for all things sports gaming. I know Podcast One trusts them. My weekly picks this week, whoo, bounce back week. Falcons, Vikes, Ravens, Jags, Rams, they all lost last week. They're all winning this week. Now, I've slipped just a teeny bit in the betonline.ag Podcast One Sportsnet rankings. So I need your help making the picks so that we can get 5K from betonline.ag for our favorite charity. And for me, that's the Cerebral Palsy Foundation. It's another huge week in sports. NFL, NBA, NHL, and only one place to get in on all the action, folks. BetOnline.ag. Use the promo code PODCAST1 for a 50% sign-up bonus. Classics this week. Chargers in Kansas City. Packers and Bears. Pats and Steelers. In the NBA, it's California versus Texas week. So go online or use your mobile phone to sign up today at BetOnline.ag. Try in-game live betting where you can participate with all the action every single play. Use the promo code PODCAST1 for a 50% sign-up bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. And now it's time for Pop Quiz.
Pop Quiz.
Man, I got to get my – A, I need better sponsors, I realize, in my podcast.
Oh,
and my production value sucks compared
to
yours.
Yeah, you got to build a movie, Joe, right around that theme song there. All right, I'm ready. Todd Garner, high-powered movie exec, going to throw me some questions, and I'm going to try to guess them.
All right, which Hemsworth is in Westworld?
I'm going to go – oh, which Hemsworth is in Westworld? No, I got
Westworld.
This.
Westworld. He might be in Westwood, too, right now. He's in Westworld.
Yeah, there's a really good Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf there with hot
That
chips.
Could be any of the Hemsworths, by the way.
Yeah, right. I'm going to go with LeBron Hemsworth.
Close. Luke Hemsworth.
Luke Hemsworth.
Yes, sir. L.
I'll take a half on that
Pretty
one.
Pretty close. Where did Harry Potter go to school?
Harry Potter went to school at, Hogwarts.
Yeah,
there
right.
we go.
Wow.
Woo.
Okay.
You know what happened? I just saw. I wait for a lot of buses, and it's up. It was up on one of the billboards.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't have the money to go to the movie when it came up.
All right. Did La La Land or Moonlight win Best Picture?
Oh, brother! This one I should know. They started by giving it to the wrong movie. Which was, you know, that's like Tommy Lasorda and pulling out the wrong pitcher. He goes, hey, bring in the left-hander. Uh-oh, I screwed up. I'm going to go La La Land won Best Picture.
It did not. It was the wrong one.
It was Moon River.
Moon River, no. That's a song made famous in Fletch when he had his finger up his ass. It was...
It was
Moonlight.
Gary, write down Fletch. I got to see that.
Fletch is great. It was in Moonlight. Okay, last one, ready?
All right, so I'm over. No, we can go five. We got five. We'll go five.
Okay. This is the fourth. Can you name three actors in my movie tag?
Three actors: Ed Helms, Hannibal Buress, and John Hamm.
Ah, very good.
Did I do good?
Yes, you did good.
Holy crap.
Nice.
I think right now we're I got one and a half and one and a half. I'm tied.
Okay, here's the winner.
Yeah, I know. Rubber match.
I feel like you got this one.
Oh, brother.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Well, who lives in a pineapple? See, anything like that, I don't have. Everybody thinks I have that.
That's the best.
Who's in a pineapple under the sea? I'm going to go SpongeBob.
Yes, you got it.
Man.
Victory.
Oh,
victory.
That was a bomb. That was a moonshot with no time left on the clock. I had no idea. I was going to go with either Finding Nemo or the gal from Splash.
By the way, both were doing good answers.
All right, listen to me. My guest today, movie producer extraordinaire Todd Garner. Follow him on Twitter at Todd_Garner. Check out the new Todd Garner production, Isn't It Romantic, with Rebel Wilson. When's that coming out?
February 13th.
And why always actors or genres do a Todd Garner producer movie binge this holiday season? Just go through and whatever the cues are on the movie. You know more about that.
Is IMDb me?
Yeah, thank you.
There you go.
And go down there and just go, you know what? We're going to watch 10 Todd Garner movies this Christmas.
You'll laugh.
The hell with you, Uncle Ted. Todd, thank you so much.
You're welcome,
it was a pleasure.
Brother.
Follow me on Twitter at Chet Waterhouse and follow my comedian buddy at Real Jeff Cesario. Thanks for tuning in. Support my sponsors, TrueCar, BetOnline.ag and Pluto. If you want more of me this weekend, I'll be with my buddies Taft Hartley and PJ Bottoms calling the 13th annual National Dressed Up Dog Show. Now split into three categories: frightened, disinterested, and visibly aggravated. This is Chet Waterhouse reminding you to play with pain.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big.